If the people in favor of the NDO were actually honest with us and only wanted the things that they say on the surface, then it probably wouldn't be a bad thing. Unfortunately, there's a hidden agenda, and Dave Howard and Dick Pence are talking about it as they continue right now on the Voice of Truth's wake-up call.
As you know, being an advocate for Alliance Defending Freedom, they have been very involved in this conversation across America. Is it reasonable to assume, then, that an NDO, when taken to the state level, will not interfere with the religious freedoms? And that's the key, is that's their goal. They've gotten Billings, Bozeman, Missoula, Butte. I'm sorry, they haven't got Billings. But if they get Billings, I think they will eventually go back to the state and say they have a mandate. And they say that fairly clearly. The Human Rights Commission says that as well. So let's be clear first that we do not see a separation between civic and religious issues. It was the founders' conviction, and it is ours, that people of faith should have the right to speak in the public square. And I would suggest to you that every law, every piece of legislation is to some degree involved in a moral issue. And the question is then, who are they going to be the ones that influence that moral issue?
Well, in having served three terms in the House of Representatives, one of the biggest fibs, I guess you could say, if you want to be kind, is that we don't legislate morality. Quite frankly, over 90% of all the laws that are passed have to do with morality. This NDO is essentially what it's saying is, because you have a religious or Christ morality, that has no place in society.
Yeah, and I'll put a little plug in for my organization, the Big Sky Worldview Forum. In February, we're going to have a professor come and talk about that very issue. One of the things he'll talk about is the fact that every piece of legislation by degree has a legislative base.
So how will this impact businesses and Christian businesses all over the country, essentially?
Well, and in Billings, those proposing then an NDO contend that such measures will not impact religious freedom issues and that those protections will be written into the NDOs. But the overwhelming evidence from states where this type of legislation has been passed at the state level argues vehemently, I would argue, against that claim. Alliance Defending Freedom sent us a memo a while back, and it's called A Tale of 10 Cases. And again, you can find that on the Big Sky Worldview Forum webpage under Resources, Useful Resources. It's a good document. And here they outline 10 different places across the nation where businesses have been interrupted, lost their business, and so forth, because after it became a state law, then the ACLU moved in and began to be activists about it. And you may have heard of the florist in Washington State who didn't want to participate in a gay wedding. She was sued. She lost her business. Or Elaine Photography in New Mexico, who declined to do a photo presentation. And many of these things, like the photo presentations, are not just taking a picture. She'd do that, or the lady would have sold flowers. But they're beginning to participate in the ceremony and then the celebration. And so she lost her business, was sued. And once she was sued, an interesting thing, the New Mexico Supreme Court upheld the conviction, and one of the judges wrote this, quote, that while he understood that all these people wanted was to be let alone to live their lives according to their faith, they must, get this, they must surrender their rights to freely exercise their religion as a price of citizenship.
Oh, that's terrible.
That kind of thinking is coming into our courts across the country.
Voice of truth.
This doesn't sound like the America I grew up in. How about you? Much of this has come about because people haven't spoken up for many years. We'll hear more about this on the next broadcast, so be sure to tune in. If you'd like to learn more about Foxhole Ministries, visit our website, foxholeministry.com.